You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
All right, Pat. We've got a near goalie fight with the Wild and Blues. We got the Wolves just boiling over at the officials. Aaron Rodgers boiling over on Pat McAfee, and Dalvin Cook might be traded. You pick your own path here. Where do you want to start?
I don't know. Well, I think we should start with Wacky Binnington, huh? Charging out of Hartman. Or brushed him slightly as he skated by after the guy let in another goal. Yep. Is he a guy that beat us once in a playoff?
Yeah, last series? Year.
Yeah, okay.
Last season.
It's funny how those Blues goalies end up. The other one, the one that beat him when they had the good club, who was the guy that beat
him? Jake Allen.
He's in Montreal.
Jake Allen, and the next year he couldn't stop a volleyball.
Yeah.
And now this guy, same difference, same thing, right? He's terrible, and they've given up. They're 20 points out of the playoffs or something already, St. Louis. They were ahead 3-1, and suddenly it was 5-3, 6-4. Suddenly it was 6-4, and he went nuts, right?
Bennington's great, though, because he is crazy.
He's nuts.
He does this.
Yeah.
He melts down. And the fact that Fleury skated the length of the ice only to have a couple of linesmen not allow the fight is one of the great injustices I've ever seen.
Why is that where we draw the line with fighting in hockey? Like that's a prime example of they'll let these guys drop the gloves at a faceoff and stage a fight. This was an organic fight. Like let the organic
why does,
fight.
Why was the linesman holding Binnington for? And why did Binnington allow him to hold him? I suppose if the linesman's holding him and you throw him out of the way, he already got a major, right? Why did he get
match
a major?
Penalty.
He got a match penalty.
Yeah, max. That's
throw
what
him
I mean.
Out of the way. Yeah, just toss him.
Yeah, what difference does it make? He's already got a max. Why not throw the linesman out of the way like everybody else does? So. The flower skating down there and taking his stuff off politely to fight. you knew the flower knew that he was going to get held and he wasn't going to get the fight, right?
You think
hold
so?
Me back.
Think
hold me back.
No, I didn't see that. I think the flower wanted it.
I think he knew Binnington wasn't going to be allowed to go away.
Oh,
so why did Binnington get a max?
For punching Hartman with his blocker, you can't take your blocker pad and punch a guy right in the face,
okay.
Because it can actually sure. be dangerous.
I think he was holding a stick in the blocker hand. There might have been some stick up
well,
there.
Well, that end
the
of that
too.
Blocker that hurts like hell.
Okay.
Darren Pang said on the telecast that, and I didn't know this in the old days. They used to cut the blocker so that the edge would hit your face and it would be
okay.
far worse.
All right. Well, yeah, Ed Binnington was just crazy because he's given up all these goals to, I don't know. It looks to me like getting Kaprizov off the ice so he doesn't clog things up has sprung loose this mighty offense with this team. It's, I don't think they should trade him this year, but if the Vikings are talking about trading Jefferson, maybe we should trade Kaprizov.
Pat, you're onto something. So Bill Simmons has what he calls the Patrick Ewing theory, which is for whatever reason, the Knicks actually got better and then went to the finals when Ewing was gone. It's like Carmelo Anthony leaves the Nuggets and all of a sudden that team gets better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Calvin Johnson leaves the Lions and they go to the playoffs. Maybe Kaprizov's been holding this team back.
He's been they spent so much time trying to get him the puck that the rest of them weren't shooting. Now they're getting 4, 5, 6, 8 goals a game, for goodness sakes.
Do you know why? Because they're getting, Pat, your favorite term, greasy goals, because they're not trying to score cute goals, which is what they try to set Kaprizov up for.
So they're getting more goals because they're not trying to score more goals.
They're not trying to set up. Yeah, they're not trying to score pretty goals, because as I've been saying for months, the rest of the players realized we're not that good. So how do we score goals?
How come they're giving up so many, though?
Well, that's a little bit of a problem.
They're pitching to the scoreboard.
That's a problem. We prefer not to focus. Bally's would prefer, as we go bankrupt, not to focus on that part of the question.
Got to go to commercial break.
It looks like we got to go. We got to make a payment.
Coming up next on Bally's.
Coming up next, we make $1 billion down payment.
or do we? Find out.
How has Bally, how has BSN been covering that angle?
Coming up next, a creditor update here on Bally Sports.
BSN, Bankrupt Sports Network.
Yes, right.
By the way, how does actual Bally's, so Bally's has nothing to do with it. Bally, you know, this is Sinclair Media, right? Bally's is paying aren't they paying $15 million a year for the naming rights? Wouldn't you pull that off at this point?
Well, and it's a spinoff now from Sinclair, right? So when they go bankrupt, Diamond or something. It doesn't affect Sinclair. It doesn't affect Sinclair, I guess. So they can still be a Trump loving network, I guess. I don't know how it works, but one game out of first, 1 point out of first here in the division and the conference, only 3 points out or something like that. There's no team running away. Although the Avalanche have started to win some games here.
Yeah. So, hey, Judd? I saw you tweet something that one of the TNT commentators said Kaprizov might be ahead of schedule to come back from the injury.
Yes. Yeah, their reporter guy last night said that Kaprizov will either be back in the time frame of 3 to 4 weeks or before then.
Okay.
So it's
a hamstring, supposedly. So they haven't still said the lower body injury, but we have good sources.
Was that broken by our guy?
Kenny Olson.
Kenny Olson broke that MSP traffic. I don't want to say where he got it, but, MSP traffic.
Do you know where he got it?
Yes, I know where he
got
it.
And you trusted enough to go with it?
It's me. That's where he got it because I got it from – Kenny got it from me, who got it from somebody at the Bobby Hagan event. So –
You worked that source. I was going to, and I didn't get there in time before Bob started talking, and I left.
Yes, I got it.
I know who you worked.
Some sources at the
very impressive
at the Bobby Hagan event said it's a hamstring. But if it's a hamstring, why don't you want people to know? You can't go hurt a hamstring. The other team can't go hit a hamstring. You know, it's not a knee. It's not a knee. That's the good news. It's not, supposedly.
Mr. Puck. I always knew it. Mr. Puck.
But I leaked it to Kenny because I figured a good source like Kenny, MSP traffic guy, he went with it, baby, and it's out there.
Russo never saw it coming. Never saw it coming. Mr. Puck just got him.
He never got it. He knows who's. They all know what it is. They just won't report it. You know, you think Kevin Gordon doesn't know what the injury is?
He might not know.
No, he knows.
Declan.
He knows.
Well,
I wonder if they're still getting their checks. Are they still getting their checks? The workers, Andy, Tony the Pony, and those guys, they all getting their checks or not?
Tony's getting enough checks to go to Kowalski's 3 times a week and put charcuterie boards out on Twitter.
Yeah, they better not go bankrupt and go dark or else there's real trouble. Hey, here's my Tom Thumb charcuterie board. I've gone down to Tom.
It's a pack of Lunchables.
I'm Ryan Suter.
Ryan Suter, I love to get chicken Caesar salad wraps at the gas station on the way home. Ryan Suter here for a quick trip.
That was great.
That's right. My family and I are in a pinch. Here's 16 beef sticks, Slim Jims.
So what do we know about the Vikings? They signed, was there a market for Madison that they had to
That's the weird thing. So, So Madison gets, I think it was $7 million on a two-year deal.
Which isn't much. I mean, isn't much. It isn't like having an expensive running back, but obviously they're trying to get rid of Dalvin.
It's 2 years, $7 million, and then there's a, and some of it's guaranteed. And so they're not going to pay more money to their running backs this year than last year with all the other moves they're making. And that's why it seems like they're either going to cut or trade Dalvin Cook here in the coming days.
And I've seen some stuff from now. These are like fan sites with the Bills, so they're not real smart people. But they want Dalvin badly because they think the big hole in the Bills lineup is that they don't have a running back. Well, that was 5 years ago. Nobody cares anymore, right?
I mean, it's pretty bad for the Bills. Like, teams care less about the high-profile running back now, but it's like the Bills have almost gone too far off the deep end with that. Josh Allen's their running back, basically.
Yeah,
I think they want to take some off him.
I think that the running backs should break away from the union and form their own union, don't you think? And say, we don't care if he's a first-round draft choice or not. Your rules don't apply to us because you got to pay me now, immediately, because 5 years from now, you're going to screw me. Zeke's gone, right? Yep. Ezekiel, he's on the market. Nobody will want him. And is he going to be the last giant paid running back? Has anybody been paid a ton since him?
It's few and far between. Yeah, if you look right now,
that's probably the last big guy.
Yeah, Derrick Henry got one.
Alvin
Kamara got a big deal. He's making so average annual value right now. Christian McCaffrey is the highest paid, $16 million a year.
And that's because he's as much a receiver. That's because he's as much a receiver as he is a running back. So
he's a hybrid like that. Tony Pollard of Dallas. He's both. Like that's the thing now. Is you can't just be I can catch a little bit. You have to be able to actually catch the ball. That's the difference.
There's only 14 running backs making more than $7 million a year average annual value now that Zeke Elliott's been cut.
Derrick Henry is the last one used like a running back too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's 29 years old now.
Yeah, his legs are going to go here at some point
soon. That's because even if they don't, you're going to. I mean, as soon as Vrabel gets fired, somebody else will come in with the new modern. He's old. He's old school coach. So,
Pat, what do you? I know you and Judd talked about some of this, but if you look at like the last week and a half, you know, it's a pretty major changing of the guard here, just in terms of the leadership figures, right? Eric Kendricks gone, Thielen, Cam Dantzler, probably lesser on that scale, but Patrick Peterson, Dalvin Tomlinson, there's a good chance, very, very good chance, Za'Darius Smith is gone. We're waiting on, I mean, Harrison Smith is very 50-50 at this point. We're still waiting on Harrison news.
Well, they got enough money now, right? They don't have to keep cutting, right?
They're trying to also cut for beyond 2023. So if they can, like with Harrison, I think in a perfect, because he's under contract technically for like 4 more years. If they could get out from the last 3 years and pay him less for this year, I think that's what they're trying to do. But then he can just say, screw you, cut me. I'll go play for the Chiefs and win a Super Bowl, right?
I like what they're doing. They went and got a real cornerback instead of Patrick, who was god-awful in the playoff game, noticed that he was terrible. And why Pittsburgh wants him, I don't know. He's done. He's nothing, in my opinion. I think he's, what would help them is if the two guys that they brought in last year, one of the safety and the cornerback, were healthy and could play. I mean, they got to find out now if Andrew Booth can play, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
But if Booth can play and you got this guy who was a good cornerback, listen, Arizona's a good place to go to get players because they're idiots down there. Okay. They're idiots in Arizona. So go pick their bones. They'll always let the guy that can play go and keep the guy that can't play, like the quarterback. They should have let him go. He's an overrated fraud. And so go get guy. I'm all in on any team that goes and gets Arizona players. And I like what they've done. I like.
He's 25. He's like the youngest free agent too. He's Byron Murphy's 25
years old. Yeah,
that's the profile. Where do you let
that 25-year-old corner go? You know, they're idiots. They're idiots down there, and I like what they've done because they got a cornerback they needed, and they're going to get rid of Dalvin Cook. That's smart, and you know, I don't Adam Thielen. It's over. You know, it's over.
It's his visit with Carolina today, right? He's
okay. This week,
yeah.
Well, yeah. Let him have a visit. They're dime a dozen. Him. There's players like him at this age are a dime a dozen.
Let me ask this: Has your wife ever gone on social media to rip any of your employers? Has she ever gone on a rant about the Star Tribune?
Just Pat.
Katie, what are you doing? Are you ripping the Star Tribune on social media again? Let me handle that.
No, she hasn't, but she did. I was telling the boys on Monday Night Sports Talk that she really had a really fun couple of days because I had two semi-major screw-ups on very that any other idiot would have known that on a household. For instance, she had a screen. Because there was a screen ripped, sitting in a prominent place to have it taken in to refix it. I saw it and I thought, oh, she wants this thrown away. I instead of go get it fixed, luckily I got it out of the garbage fast enough to not have it taken away. But she was of the mind that any moron knows that you need the frame of the screen to replace it.
Although I'm going to defend
unless
you here.
Me.
Do you have a designated area where you guys store garbage sometimes? Because this has happened to me where, you know, there might be a bag of, for instance, shoes and clothes that's going to go to Goodwill, but it's in a garbage bag closed.
Yep.
And it's near where we put the garbage to go
out.
Yes. I will throw it away. Well, what happened to that bag of clothes? It was in a garbage bag by the other.
I saw this screen and said, oh, she doesn't want it anymore. But it never occurred to me that she actually wants the frame of the screen. And then there was another one that was a little household thing that I threw away instead of got fixed. So it's been a good week for her because when she can find a big mistake that any other idiot wouldn't have made. That makes your day, basically.
The moral of the story is when in doubt, don't throw stuff away. Your problem, Pat, is you can't stand clutter.
No, I can't.
I accept it willingly. No. So yeah, with Dawn, I'm like, whatever. I'll just leave it here.
Don't throw stuff away unless you're 110% sure. Don't put things in the dryer unless you're 110% sure.
That's big.
Mm-hmm. Careful with that, too.
I did ruin some clothes.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Shrink those sweaters.
Yep.
Shrink those.
Yeah, I've done that.
Shrink those sweaters.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That happens, too. Anyway, hey, we got we're not learning much about our Twins, are we?
Well, I think it would be nice. We're now 2 weeks away from the start of the season, and it'd be nice if Byron Buxton or Jorge Polanco could play in a spring training game.
And Kirilloff's in trouble.
Just give us. Well, they basically told us Kirilloff's not starting the season.
He's in trouble.
The word is that he has pain in his wrist, and he's going to have pain in his wrist, and he has not adjusted to having the idea that he's going to have pain in his wrist.
So he's just always going to have pain in his wrist.
Well, at least for the foreseeable future. So, but
that's reassuring.
When you've been taking batting practice since age 4 and felt pretty good, and all of a sudden you're not feeling good, and there's something going on in there, and this is going to be your life, but you know, it's not. He wants to, what I heard is he wants to make sure that this is okay. You know, I think if there's some pain in there, he'll take BP. He'll go with it, but he's not certain yet that it isn't still injured. You know, so
they shaved the bone down I got bad news for him. It's never going to be okay. Hopefully he can play through it.
That's not necessarily true, because coming up next, we...
And they told us. When they tell you he's making good progress, it looks good, blah, blah, blah. He hadn't done anything yet. He hadn't even attempted to swing. What the hell? Why do we put this crap out in the media? They're lying. They don't know. They're lying. They all winter. Oh yeah, it looks. And then we're writing stories with as though he's part of the picture. They got Joey Gallo to play first base because they didn't have a left-handed hitting.
We need you in Florida
after they traded Arise. He's going to play first base.
Turn it up more and more so you can't hear. Yeah. Coming up next, Patrick, thank you so much.
It's like the Oscars. They're fading Pat's mic out.
That's why they got him, because they don't know if they're ever going to get anything out of Correa again.
There was a great nugget. I think it was late last week, or maybe it was over the weekend, like Saturday, and it was, you know, Derek Falvey did his weekly or whatever sit down with the reporters. And Derek Falvey said, again, we are at this point, we were like 2.5 weeks from the first game, and Buxton, Polanco, Kirilov have not played in a spring training game yet. And Derek Falvey has said, yeah, I mean, according to our medical staff, they're still on track to be ready for opening day. It's like, they're just on track. Then what was the point of the first 4 weeks of spring training?
Yes. I guess. And what more obvious sign do we need of Buxton's future than they went and got Michael A. Taylor, who doesn't need the A, by the way, but Michael Taylor.
Why does he have the A?
I sort of like it. I know who it is then.
Yeah, but Michael, it was 6 years ago, you know? There's got to be.
I can see like Michael B. Jordan. Okay.
Yes, right?
Need the B. But need the B.
They went and got Michael Taylor. They could have put in a bright lights at Target Field. Folks, Buxton's going to play 50 games in center field if we're lucky.
Yeah.
He's going to be a DH, okay?
It's the Buxton counter.
Yes, yes, right. Yes, and Joey Gallo. Why Joey Gallo? They got, if they're not getting rid of Kepler, why Joey Gallo? To play first base, you dummies.
All right, amazing. All right, we got to run. Pat, we'll catch you tomorrow and see what your bracket looks like after day.
I didn't fill out anywhere. But, boy, my interest in the NCAA basketball tournament has never been the last cycle.
Yeah,
I gotta go over to St. Croix and start gambling, so I think
you're
interested.
I'll drive. I'll pick you up.
Okay.
We'll go. All right, maybe we can get a hold of someone there, because we'd love to partner with them. So, hey, if you're listening, St. Croix.
I'm not going to say anything.
Racy Unchained.